This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua. Today we learn Siman Ayin Aleph. If anybody wants to afterwards, there's going to be another share on Tainus Esther. You could remain tuned in for as little or as much as you want. Okay, so we're in middle of Mishnah Brura, Sivkat and Gimel. The Mishnah Brura basically said that in a situation where there's a Chabura Be'ir, then where those who carry the coffin are designated to take out the mess, and they give it over. Once they give it over, they're chayiv in all the mitzvahs. The Mishnah Brura did point out on the third wide line, sometimes they haven't agreed on the spot, and it's kvodei shalmes that the relatives are still involved. But then they're pater, but as soon as that's done, they're chayiv. But if there's no designated chabura, even if you have a guy, the aninus continues until the burial and the beginning of throwing the dirt upon it. At which point the avel should go to a place and daven. Ve'im, we're on the fifth wide line in the Mishnah Brura. Ve'im nimshach aninus at samach l'sovs man kriya shema shu ad ravi hayom. If the aninus extends until the end of the Zman Krishma, which is a quarter of the day, kafi erech hashoy shalyom, in accordance with the length of the day, v'im yispala kaseder. And now, if you start davening by saying all the parshiyos of the tefillin and the matoivu and the yigdal and Adonai Olam and Torah tzivolanu Moshe Meirasha Kihilas Yaakov and all the Yehi Ratzoins, Yavar Hazman Shal Krishma, then yikra Krishma b'loy brachas, say Shema without the brachas, v'achach yispala kaseder. Then say Shema with the brachas. And if the aninus is drawn until after 4 hours, that's how Magen Avraham, the brachas hashachar, dahainu mashakoidim baruch sha'amar, lo yoimrim avshish loy pnai, the brachas hashachar, you don't say, says the Magen Avraham, because even though you have time, kiven shebishas ikr chiyuva yishu baboiker az hayapater, because at the time of the ikr chiyuv, which in the morning, you're a pater. Now, I don't fully get that, because we did see that there are shitas you could say brachas hashachar the whole day, and the Mishnah Brura said definitely until chatzos. Let's see, where is this note going on? This is note 10. The Bir Halacha in Siman Nun Beis brought that these brachas are only noig in the beginning of the day until the fourth hour, and then you don't make them at all. The Bir Halacha argued . Now it's interesting. It seems like even the Magen Avraham would agree that you have Be'etzem until midday to say Brachas HaShachar, but the Ikar Chiyuv is in the first 4 hours. So since you were Pater at the time of the Ikar Chiyuv, now you no longer have to say them. Okay? V'yesh Cholkim Alav, Usafik Brachas LaHakel. Wow. Lamaisa, it comes out amazing. That even though if a guy wakes up late, then you could really say Brachas HaShachar for sure till Chatzos and probably the whole day. That's what we said at the end of Nun Beis. Should we? Yeah, I want to review that with you. The end of Siman Nun Beis, the Rama says that Yoimar Kol HaBrachas Shemechuyev Levarach BaBoiker. That the Mishnah Brura brings from many Achrayim that you have the whole day, and he brings from the Gra you have the whole day, and the Gra says you even have the night. L'chadchila, you should not delay it beyond the fourth hour. B'diavad, you can make it till chatzos, and b'diavad hasoimech on the Gra ein lim chos biyadai. But here it comes out unbelievable that if somebody Nebuch was an oinein until the fourth hour, you can no longer make Birchas HaShachar. Why? Because since there are shitas that you only have 4 hours, memela safik brachos lahakel. We don't say Safek Brachas Lahakel on a regular day. That's because there's more to rely on. Because here the Vart is that even the Achronim that say you could do it after, that's only B'diavad. But the Ikur Chiyuv is within the first 4 hours. Mamela, if you're categorically exempt within the first 4 hours, you're going to be Pater. If you were just sleeping and you were lazy, well, we allow you to be Samech on the other Shitas. But if you were Pater, then we don't allow you to be Samech on the other Shitas. Fine. Zulas Berchas HaTorah, except for Berchas HaTorah, and the Berchas Shalai Sani Goy, Vishalai Sani Yav, Vishalai Isha, Oysen Brachas Aflam Magin Avram, Yachal Avarech, V'lo Yaniach Tfilin, you're not going to put on Tfilin, because an Avel B'yom Rishon doesn't put on Tfilin, Ayin Le'el B'simen Lamer Chesef, Hey, V'yispalel Hayur Ches Brachas Levad. And you just say Shemana Esrei, Avo Berchas Kriya Shema, Ma'ashem B'shulchan Aruch Le'el, B'simen Nun Chesef Vav, Dekfar Avar Zmanam, the Zman is over. After the fourth hour, you don't say Berchas Kriya Shema. For some reason, women do. I don't know why they do that. Yeah? That's what the ladies do. Men should not do that. Which, it doesn't really make so much sense, by the way. Your maskim, it doesn't make sense? Because men who are mechuyav, we tell them after the fourth hour, don't do it. And women who are putter, we tell them after the fourth hour they could do it. The answer is we don't tell them. They do it anyway, so we just let it be. That's the answer. No? I think in the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Siman Nun Ches holds that you're allowed to say Berachas Kriya Shema after the fourth hour, since you're an Oines. That is until Chatzos. Yeah, do you remember that? The Mishnah Berurah says that if someone is an Oines, they could say Berachas Kriya Shema. Where? Here in the Dirshu, it says it's in the Mishnah Berurah. It's Sif Vav in the Bir Halacha. Afal pi shizman nimshach atzof eshashizim avar shashiz v'yikra karyas v'rachaseh kol sharaviyas v'enada v'im avar sharaviyas v'yikra kar b'lo b'rachaseh kol hayoim. The Mechaber says that after the fourth hour, Kaira Beloy Berchai Seha.
The Halacha says,
Ayin B'Mishnah Berurah. The Avshadasa Pri Chadash. Huh? V'ayim b'tshuvas mishkanos Yaakov, sh'day toinoy t'lachir b'diyevet ad chatzois, k'may gabe t'filah, d'kay melon, sh'm avra zman t'filah, p'bihim z'al ad chatzois. V'yefshir d'sheishiz l'azor l'inyanim hayoloi oynes, sh'lai hachali l'kores habrachas ad arba shois. If you were an oynes, meaning if you were sick, you could say it. Stam a guy who woke up late, not. But we'll, so I guess women are always an oynes. They need their sleep. No? They do it late. They get up very late. Not your talmidos? No, in America they do it. What can I tell you? But, so that's interesting to remember. So it comes out like this. A guy who just slept late should not say Berachas Kriya Shema after the fourth hour. He's not an Oynes. Chveis, he went to a wedding and he was the Masada Kedushin and the Barchin and the juggler. So then he's an Oynes. Or maybe if he sang under the chuppah, we'll throw him a bone or something. But we'll let him say it after the fourth hour. But stama guy can't say it after the fourth hour. Fine. But this person was an avel, was an oinein. So that's an oines. That's a legitimate oines. Kim don is avazon. Ul ama efsha diyachalam rapsuka de zimra. According to everyone, it could be he could say psuka de zimra until chatzos. Ayin el besimen non beis bechidushe Rabbi Akiva Eger that you could do it. What if you didn't reach the fourth hour? You're just close to the fourth hour. And if you daven in order, the Zman Tefillah will be over. V'yitzarach l'espalo Shemana Esrei Acher Shlish Hayom. And you're going to have to say Shemana Esrei after a third of the day. So what do? Basically like this. Let's say you have 20 minutes till the end of the fourth hour. Yidalik P'suk of the Zimra. Basically, you say Baruch Shem Rashi Yishtabach. Avo lo yidang mikir Shem Rabbi Chesed Klal. Av shal yidei zeh yemuch l'smar Shem Nesach Achash L'shayoyim. Wow. Basically, you have 17 minutes until the fourth hour. Say Baruch Shem Ashrei Yishtabach. Berchos Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema. Even though now you're going to be starting Shemana Esrei after the fourth hour, but at least you got in the Berchos Kriya Shema within the 4 hours. Within the fourth hour. Oid Kasa B'Darach HaChayim. De'elu HaBrochah Shelo Yasani Goy Ve'eved Ve'isha Berchos HaTorah Zmanan Kol HaYoyim. Ve'afilu Acher Chatzois Im Nikbar Yoyimram. You could even say it after Chatzois. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, however, the psukim after Berachas HaTorah, you shouldn't say. Because it's no longer miseder hatfila, and an avil is now to learn. He should therefore just say one pasuk. Okay. Now, avot tefila shemana esrei lo yispala rak ad chatzos. Shemana esrei, you can only say till chatzos lo yoser. Gam ein sarach lahashlam oisa tefila betefila smucha. If somebody, because of aninus, miss shachris, he does not daven two minchas. Kegonim lo yisval shachris lo yashem mincha. Doi domi l'shachach. Oi nenas. It's not like someone who forgot, who had extenuating circumstances. Lo yisval shachris demashlima b'mincha. Dahasam be'emes hayu mechuyav. There he was fundamentally obligated rak shal yidei sibel lo yisvala. But for some side reason, he didn't daven. Masha ein ken kan, as opposed to here, dava pater medin, he was Pater meyikar adin v'chein adin b'mincho mariv, he doesn't make it up. V'hani milim ha'yameis mutol fanu me'es haschol aschiv atfilat hashlam asmana. This halacha that you don't have to make up a missing tefillah because of aninos is only if the mess was before you from the beginning of the chiyav until the end of the zman. K'gon shayameis mutol fanu me'alois hashachar v'heir pnei kol mizrach ad achar chatzos. Let's say the mess died at 9 a.m. So you already had the chiyav tefila on you. You just didn't get a chance to daven. I don't think anybody knows this. I think most people think an oinein's potter, so an oinein's. But he had to have been an oinein kol zman that tefila. Since the chiyav devolved on him, now I want to teach you something. The word devolve is such an awesome word. The word devolve is the English word for chal. Now, in some art scroll books, they fight me that there's no such word. And in some art scroll books, they gave in that indeed there is such a word. I once heard Rabbi Isaac Bernstein say it for chal. Otherwise, how do you teach chal? How do you teach chal? To devolve. Chal means for what does chal mean? Chal means for a halachic status to take effect. Yeah, how do you say for halachic status? So chal, yeah? So the chiyuv was chal on you. Afal bishol yashos ligmar tefillah, even though you didn't have time to finish the tefillah. Mikol makom nevas, kivan shechal av achiyuv, chayiv lahashem achar kach tefillah bizman mencha. You're chayiv to mashlim the tefillah at the time mincha. Ve'efshir de bezeh chayiv gamkein levarach berchas hashachar im loy berchem abayka. Oh, even though we said earlier that an oinein after the fourth hour does not say berchas hashachar, but if the mess passed away after the chiyuv of tefillah, you will have to make. It could be you should make berchas hashachar im loy berchem abayka kishakami matasoi. Okay, lahachmer. Va'afilu emroitza lahachmer. The mechaber said, even if you want to be machmer and to say Shema, you're not allowed to. So again, the mechaber says, someone who a relative died, even if it's not upon you to bury them, you're pater from Shema, and you're not even allowed to. Says the Mishnah Berura, Lahachmer, Perish Umari B'She'en Loi Mishi Asik B'Tzarach Emes. It's talking about where you don't have someone. Inami Demari B'Chol Gavnai, or... Yeah, we weren't sure about this yesterday. Either the pshat is you're not allowed to be machmir when you don't have someone to take care of it for you, or it's talking about all situations. Sha'asaru mibnei kvoidei shomeis. Even if you have someone to take care of it for you, it's not honor for the mess. I think if there's a chevra, it's different. I think we pointed that out yesterday. Okay. So that people don't say, oh, this mace is light in the eyes of this oinein, and he's not really troubled by his death. This is the fundamental shita of the Mechaber Mashiach. That which he says after, we don't protest. In other words, Mishabur is asking a stira. First, the Mechaber says, if you want to be machmer, you're not allowed to. But if you have someone to do it for you, we don't protest. What do you mean? Didn't we just say you're not allowed to? So one answer is that's when you didn't have someone. You're not allowed to. But if you do have someone, then ain't moichin. But the second answer is no. There was also where you had someone. And really, you're not allowed to. It's just if you do it, we have no way to protest. If you have somebody to take care of it for you. Okay, Rabbi Isai, I think we're going to get together tomorrow. And one second, I'm going to stop the recording.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.